Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And, you know, I say it as the weeks kind of wind down, but, I mean, last week we're in Indianapolis for the Combine, and now pro days are going to start getting underway. But with that said, we have one of the top centers in the country, and I'm just not saying that because he's on the show. He really is one of the top centers in the country. First team, All-Conference USA from Western Kentucky. It's Max Halpin. Max, we appreciate you taking some time today. Can you believe your time as a Hilltopper's kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Honestly, it's not really. It's kind of a shock to me. It kind of came and went really fast.
Now, you know, a lot of guys that come on the show share the same thoughts. I mean, they say you kind of wake in, you're a wide-eyed freshman, and the next thing you know, you're leading the team, and then you're on your way to bigger and better things. For you, I'm curious. I mean, you know as well as anybody, I mean, you arrive on college campus, you obviously hope – most guys hope that there's a journey, you know, to the next level when your collegiate career ends. But when do you kind of start to get the realization that, you know what, once I hang up my collegiate cleats, I can, you know, I can get myself in the, you know, the door at the next level?
Well, that realization kind of came late for me when I was playing because I walked on down at Western, and I honestly didn't know if I was going to play there at first. And I had to work my way up to the ranks. And so when I first got there, you know, my redshirt freshman year, I finally got to get on the field. So as the years went on, I realized, you know, I may have a shot at this if I keep working hard at it. And my redshirt junior year, I realized, you know, I'm going to give this a shot. I think I have what it takes. And that's when it really clicked to me that, you know, I think that this is something I want to do. I really love the game. It's something really important to me, and I don't want to give it up yet.
Nice. And obviously, you know, you've had a fantastic career, and you really established yourself as the anchor to that O-line. You're one of them. You know, I didn't know you were a walk-on, but it seems like this year in particular, and I don't know why, and you figure most of the kids that we draft are draftable prospects. I mean, it's not like we're just talking to anybody that comes on the show, but – I mean, are you guys just working harder than everybody else? I mean, I can't count, especially down at, like, the Senior Bowl or in the Shrine Game. I mean, every interview, it seemed like the kid started off with the, you know, I was a walk-on, I'm a walk-on here, you're a walk-on at, you know, at Western Kentucky. I mean, just, hey, man, kudos to you. That's all I got to say. I mean, do you kind of carry a chip on your shoulder each day of practice? Does that kind of stay in the back of your mind that, you know, you weren't recognized coming out of high school and you really kind of had to fight for it?
Exactly. Well, when you get there, there's guys in the locker room talking like, hey, how many offers you get? I had, you know, 5-6 offers here, there, and, you know, I'll be there like, oh, I didn't have any. And you just kind of, like you said, you carry a chip on your shoulder. You know, you want to show the coaches and your fellow players that you belong there, and, you know, you are one of the guys, and you can be one of the best players on the team. And it makes you work even harder than everybody else. And, you know, you got to prove yourself. You can't just go out there and, you know, just fit in. You got to stand out. And that's something that you got to do as a walk-on to be able to earn a scholarship and eventually get on the playing field.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Max Halpin, the standout Western Kentucky offensive lineman here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety with Max, you know it's always free and available at CollegeToPro.com. You can check it out at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. And if you just Google Black Block Talk Radio with Max's name, you'll find the link there as well. For you, I mean, kind of let's get under the hood and find out what makes you the prospect that you are. I mean, if you're in the film room, scouts are breaking down tape of you. I mean, what are the techniques and the abilities you bring to that center position where they're going to fall in love with you?
I'm really good with my hands and my hand placement, and just positioning on the guy. I use my feet and my technique to get the correct positioning on the defender. And I mean, I'm not the most athletic guy in the world, but I just use my effort and technique to defeat the guy.
Nice, nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I just asked the question because we know scouts, coaches, they do listen into the C2P, and this is your chance to say, hey, you know, this is something you're not going to see on tape, but this is definitely a reason why you should take interest in me.
Well, I am more of a silent leader. I lead by example. Sometimes I get in their faces a little bit, but, you know, yeah, I do definitely. I'm kind of a gym rat. I like to grind in the weight room. And I'm roommates with Forrest Lamp, one of the top prospects in the draft right now. And, you know, we used to break down film together, and we just sit there for hours and just nitpick the defense and discuss, you know, look at this linebacker, look what he's doing, or look what this D-tackle's doing with his hand, or, you know, look when we're in this formation, look how the backers align. So, you know, we just sit there and discuss things. I think that's what make us better players. And, you know, like they say, iron sharpens iron.
You know, I mean, take us kind of inside the coaching staff at Western Kentucky, because we had George Fant on the show last year. I mean, the guy don't even basically play. He's a basketball guy, and then he's starting left tackle for the Seahawks. You got Lamp, and I promise you, if you go to our rankings right now, we got Lamp number one at the position thing. So I think our respect for them goes there. And then you're on the show, and you're top-notch. I mean, talk about what these guys are doing to teach you guys and make you guys stand out the way you do.
Well, first off with George, people always ask, like, how to get in the NFL, like he sucked. Well, you know, George is a great athlete. He only played football for 1 year at Western, and he couldn't really pick it up. He was a stellar basketball player and a great athlete, and he's doing great in the NFL now. But our coaches at Western Kentucky, they're at Purdue now. Coach Brom, Coach Lovett, they're top-notch. They'll do anything to get you in shape. And Coach Brom just loves the players. He'll do anything for you. And he'll do anything to get us in shape. And he loves picking apart defenses. And he'll have, you know, one-on-one meetings with us, tell us game plans and stuff like that. So we always come and prepare for the game.
Nice. And, you know, I'm curious, because getting back to the film room study, not many times, you know, an offensive lineman says kind of get into, you know, the nooks and crannies of it. But since you're basically the second quarterback of the offense, you know, and you're able to kind of signal things to your QB, has there been anything where you studied film all week, Saturday rolls around, the defense is in you know, position, and you kind of make a call or a read that you translate to your quarterback where you kind of save the play, or maybe the play turns out to be a big one?
Well, there's a couple times where I will have to change protections when I – like if the defense comes out differently than what we called, I'll signal to the quarterback and the running back that we're going to do a different protection. And then, you know, sometimes, like quarterback will have to make a run check off, what the defensive front is. And, you know, a couple times he might make a mistake. So I'll have to look back to him and tell him, no, we're going left. We're going left. Just give him a heads up. But, you know, I'm always there as a fail safe if the quarterback, you know, messes up or something like that.
Definitely. Once again, Max Halpin, the standout Western Kentucky center here on the C2P. I'm curious, I mean, are you staying on campus? Are you off at a certain combine prep facility, kind of getting ready for pro day and all those things that come in with being a guy in your position?
Yes, I'm at a combine prep facility in Mason, Ohio, called Ignition.
You're with Cliff.
Yeah,
Cliff Marshall.
Cliff Marshall. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, Cliff does a – Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cliff is a fantastic guy. And, I've been working – or I'm not sure to say working with, but I've been interviewing tons of clients that Cliff has trained over the years. And, like I said, I know for a fact that I've seen the results. So.
George trained with him last year.
Yeah, George trained with him last year. I remember I remember that connection there. And like I said, I mean, not only does he fill you up mentally, but he fills you up spiritually. I mean, I know you're probably getting a good dose of just, letting your mind free a little bit working with Cliff, because they do a great job. Once again, that's a shout out to Ignition down there in Southern Ohio, as Ignition and Cliff Marshall gets these guys ready for combine prep and pro day. I believe, and I could be wrong, is your pro day the 23rd of March?
It's the 27th of March, Monday.
Oh, the 27th. My bad. Nice. Are you anxious? Do you just want to wake up and do it tomorrow? Or you're kind of like, cool, I got a couple more weeks to get fine-tuned?
A little bit of both. I'm really excited. I'm anxious for it. But I'm also happy I got a couple more weeks, fine-tune the little parts that I need to get corrected.
Definitely. It's an exciting time. Like I said, a couple weeks away, a big day to put those numbers down. And like I said, more exciting stuff with visits and all those things with coming, being in the position that you're in. Max, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it, because the shows kind of go so quick. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, since you're trading down in Ignition, I'm sure Cliff put you through some strenuous workouts. If you could flip the roles and work Cliff out, what workout are you going to put him through and why?
I'm going to make him do he made us do this 60-yard shuttle the other day, but we had to push a sled. So I'd make him do that. And then I'd make him do the 10 set of 10 bench workout we just did today.
Excellent. How far do you think he'd get through those? Would he make it?
I'd make it. They're pretty tough, though.
All right. And the next question, a little birdie on the Hilltoppers team wanted to know, and I'm just going from the text we got, something about you shaving numbers on your back or something like that?
Yeah, it's a little good luck ritual. I used to shave my number in my back for the past 3 years when I play.
Nice.
Big number 70 on my back.
That's what I heard, the number 70 on the back. So, like I said, we leave no stone unturned here on the C2P. And our little birdie was Amarius Bryant. We had him on about a month ago. So when we knew you were coming on, we always like to give the love back. So, like I said, he came on first, so unfortunately, but this is your show now. Is there anything that we could publicly scorch him about that he doesn't have an opportunity to defend himself on?
No, not that I can think of.
Excellent. And then female celebrities, Max, and this is a question I think you guys spend the most time thinking about responding to. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
I don't know, probably Scarlett Johansson.
We just had a show at 3:00 and the guy said Scarlett Johansson. We got two Scarlett Johansons today. Crazy. Hey, nothing wrong with the selection though. But two Scarlett for Scarlett. Nice. Back to back. And then the final question, this is one of the interesting questions. We get so many varieties of responses. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creation. He sprays and paints the cleats that you guys wear. If you could have any theme or idea on your shoes, I mean, what kind of paint job would you want on those?
Theme or idea? I'll have to get back to you on that. I can't decide.
Nice. And that's one of those ones. It's really, guys, you guys really take some thought into, like, so we get that response quite a bit on that that particular question. Well, hey, man, I know you had a great
that's
career.
Really tough.
Go ahead.
To
yeah, it is.
Really
it's one of those weird ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we get all kinds of things. I mean, some guys want, you know, Iron Man. Some people want, you know, scripture. Some people want the names of the family. Some people just want, you know, a cheetah because they're fast. So, I mean, it goes on and on. So, yeah, but it's great because you get so many different perspectives. And like I said, it's kind of neat to see them come out as well. But, hey, man, I know you've been killing it. Continued success to you, and we appreciate you stopping by the show today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Max Halpin. And again, Western Kentucky, kudos to that staff for getting these guys. And you got to love the fact that this kid is a walk-on. I wasn't aware that he was a walk-on. I've been watching some tape and stuff that I've been able to gather. And like I said, if you see the tenacity this kid brings, you can maybe see why he is a little tenacious at that position, being able to do what he does, because he has that in the back of his mind. He's just going to grind harder than the other guys in the trenches. And that's why he's one of the top centers in this upcoming draft. Again, if you want more of Max, C2P, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College to Pro.com exclusive.